97 WIRX.
Well, good morning.
Oy.
Wake up, you dumb sluts. It's time.
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah. See, because I've matured, Hunter, all right? Mm-hmm. I've matured.
You're practicing for when that baby pops out.
That's right.
Out.
That's right.
You better get a bunch of those out before the kid pops out.
The day before the baby's here on the morning show, I'm just gonna say all the stuff I can't and get it done. Get it out of there.
Be you're not going to go straight Mr. Rogers on us, are you?
I'm already very Mr. Rogers-esque.
No, you're not. You're the complete opposite.
By that, I mean I wear slippers at work.
You're more like a bad Santa. You're more like a Billy Bob Thornton.
Look, Mr. Rogers wore slippers. I wear slippers pretty much the same guy. I digress. Folks, we got to keep moving here. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. Who is hiring? You're looking to grow with an amazing company that's expanding? Well, check out Specialite. They want to hear from you, and you can grow with them. Specialite, Decatur, Benton Township. Your topic for today, aside from your phone, wallet, and keys, what's something you never leave home without? All right?
Ooh.
It's changed. You know, back in the day, it used to just be your wallet and your keys. Then we all got phones. Now it's phone, wallet, keys. Which, by the way, Adam Sandler has a great song called Phone, Wallet, Keys, and it's just, it's awesome. What's something you never leave home without besides those three things? Do you have something, Hunter? Because I'm going to be honest. I don't carry around a lot of stuff. I don't.
It was just because we don't have any pockets. We can't carry a purse. A fanny pack just doesn't look cool.
No.
Well, you do have a lot of cargo pockets.
I do, but I also don't like overloading them if I don't have to. There's not something every single day that I take with me. For a while, I had this rock, which I know sounds goofy, but it was a rock that
you had a pet rock, huh?
Yeah, it was a pet rock. It really was. His name was Steve. He was awesome. And then I lost him at a mall. I don't know where
Steve.
He is. But no, I got it as a gift, and so I care. But that was, I mean, dude, that was probably 10 years ago, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was just like, it was a tiny little rock, and it was like a good luck charm, and I always had that with me, but that was it.
Say good luck or something?
Yeah, that's all it was. It was a good luck stone or something.
So mine isn't really that exciting, but I got to take it with me is my diabetic medication.
That's very exciting, because if you don't, things get a little weird. A little weird. They can get exciting, yeah.
You know? So that's just one thing I got to make sure I have in my pocket at all times, which sucks because it's bulky.
Yeah.
It's just not fun carrying bulky things around all the time, especially if you don't have a purse.
You don't need to worry about that because I always carry my Fun Dip around, so you're fine. You're fine.
Stay away.
I'm saving his life. Oh, grab you right by the ears, buddy. I'll save you. It's funny. Your lovely wife just messaged me on Facebook. She said, about to be a baby you can't leave home without. That's true.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. My world is about to change completely. We should readdress this in about 6 months, all right? 6 months when I'm like, oh, yeah, got to take the binkies. I got the blanket. I got the bottles. I got the diapers. Oh, I forgot my phone, my wallet, my keys. I forgot the other things. Damn it. Yeah, so I'm not a guy that carries stuff. You know, I wish I was manly enough to say, oh, yeah, I always take my pocket knife with me, like my dad and my grandpa and everything, but I'm always that guy. You know, there's nothing worse than being a man in a situation where someone says, hey, you got a pocket knife? And I'm like, no, I don't, because I'm not that guy.
Not even a real man. Yeah.
My dad.
I thought you went camping. I thought you liked to fish and all that cool
stuff. Whatever. You don't even have a pocket knife?
You know?
No, but I got my lucky rock. Get out of here. What are you doing? Get out of here.
So. You know, my dad has carried around a few quarters that we flattened, my brother and I flattened on the railroad tracks as kids. And he's had them since. We were like 5 years old, dude, I'm telling you. And he still, to this day, has two flattened quarters in his
pocket. Doesn't go anywhere without them. You know, he sits there and he rubs those and he wishes.
Wish he could get rid of them.
Listen to what these idiots gave me.
Right.
This is what I get, huh? For raising those morons. I like it. Yeah, it's one of the, you know, it's. I don't know. I haven't carried anything. Maybe we should. Should we find something that you and I carry together? Should we make like friendship bracelets that we don't leave home with?
No, remember those old yin-yang necklaces? I'll take one of the yin. You take the yin, I'll take the yang. When we get together, we'll put them together.
We'll put them together. Necklace, buddy. All right, let's take a quick break because we do have a ton of great answers on Facebook I want to get to. 925-WIRX, 925-9479, or comment on Facebook. Aside from your phone, wallet, keys, what's something you never leave home without? We'll have your answer. We come back. Stick around.
Brock. My choice.
Friday. Good morning.
Nacho.
I never leave home without nachos.
Hey, you know? Nacho.
You're an idiot. Anyway, welcome to it. Your topic of the day today, as always, brought to you by Specialite, Decatur, Benton Township. Aside from your phone, wallet, and keys, what's something you never leave home without? All right? Doesn't matter. You got to take it with you. It's always there at the ready. We got some great answers on Facebook. Kathy said a travel mug of water. A lot of people said water. Kiki's really good about that. She'll always have like a bottle of water.
Big old mug, thermos. Thermos of water. Yeah.
Let's see. Lee said a hoodie. Nicole said lip balm, water bottle, sunglasses. That's a lot of stuff to carry around.
That's what the wife texted me. She was on her way home when we were doing this break before. She said chapstick.
Chapstick? Mm-hmm. See, that's actually kind of another thing. My dad always had a pocket knife and chapstick, and none of those things.
You know what grandpa's was?
What?
Tic-tacs.
Tic-tacs? Always had tic-tacs?
He always had tic-tacs in his front pocket everywhere he went.
What about you? Yeah. You ever take Tic Tacs with you?
Not all the time. I wish, because Tic Tacs are good.
Yeah, they're nice. I mean, you should take a lesson from your grandpa and carry on some Tic Tacs. I know I'd like you more if you always had Tic Tacs on you.
You know, one thing I didn't like that he carried around, handkerchief.
Oh, yeah, that's another one. Yeah, yeah.
That's old school. That's old timey.
Yeah. No one said handkerchief on here. No one did.
It's because nobody likes to blow their nose into something twice.
That bothers you so much.
It does, dude. What? You used to carry around a rag and you just open it up, blow your nose in it, and then put it back in your pocket.
It's the classy thing to do, though. Instead of just, you know, hocking a loogie on the street, it's very gentlemanly, and then you put it away for later.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'd rather see somebody hock a loogie on the street rather than blow it into a handkerchief.
Sleeve.
I don't know. It's just something about that nasty handkerchief.
It does. It bothers you so much. We have a conversation at least once a month about it for you. It's like, I'm so angry about it. Let's see. Aside from foam wall and keys, what's something you never leave home without? Diane said pants. It's probably smart. Let's see. Jessica said my mask and hand sanitizer. That's definitely something that's happened over the last year, for sure.
I had to go back to the house for that.
You forgot the mask dance. That's what you got to do. Perry said my pipe. Chrissy said coffee. Connor said nicotine. Let's see.
Can't go anywhere other than smokes, man.
Sandra said Dr. Pepper. She does not leave the house without a Dr. Pepper. Honestly, the morning, though, I didn't even think about this. A Diet Mountain Dew, man. I always have my diet Dew.
Yeah.
Whenever I leave the house in the morning.
You do drink that every day.
Yeah. Got to have it. Rebecca said my Yeti for my water. Of course she has to say it's my Yeti.
Can't just be a thermos.
Yeah, it's got to be my Yeti. You know, Rebecca,
I paid $80 for this thermos.
Rebecca, we love you. You do a lot of great comments, but Yeti is not going to pay you for putting my Yeti on there for you, okay? You already did enough by overpaying for the Yeti. You don't need to say it's your Yeti.
Here's what you do. You just say it was gifted. Because nobody really enjoys saying, hey, I paid $80 for a thermos.
You know? I think there are people that do. There are people that do. You know, Yeti sells like a $300 like lawn chair. It's insane. Yeah.
It's a regular lawn chair. You just throw the name on it. Boom.
Unbelievable.
$200 to have that name printed on it.
That's what they're doing, though. My Yeti. That's a perfect example right there. Let's see. Michelle said chapstick. Josh said weed. Let's end with this one. I like this one. Ronnie had a good one. Besides your phone, wallet, and keys, what's something you never leave home without? Ronnie said, I never leave home without having to go back for one of the aforementioned things. There you go.
There you go.
How many times, though, have you left the house? You're like, damn it, I forgot my wallet. Have you ever done it when you're like checking out? That happened to me not too long ago. Literally got all my grocery paid for, and I'm like, oh. I left my wallet at home. No.
Dude, there's nothing worse. Dude, I seriously get physically angry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If I got to get back in the car and go back, especially if I'm in like a drive-thru or something. Yep. You know, I'm just hungry. I want to get in and get out.
It's the worst.
And then you realize you don't have your wallet. Dude, stay away from me at that point. I'll murder somebody, dude.
Straight up. All right. We're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming up. Stick around.